don't need a microphone to know that our children are dying in the street. To know that our children are killing each other, and it must stop. We say stop the violence. Stop the violence.
They lined the sidewalk at the corners of Route 21 and Market Street in downtown Newark, and at 6 p.m. they marched onto the intersection and blocked rush hour traffic. For 2 hours, police vehicles remained 200 yards away, unwilling to challenge the mass meeting, which at one time grew to more than 300. Starting without a loudspeaker, Raz Baraka, a former Newark councilman at large, spelled out 5 demands.
Number 1, we want the immediate removal of Police Director William McCarthy because the policing policies in the city have not worked. Number 2, we want the mayor to call an emergency meeting of all the organizations, healthcare, law enforcement, social service agencies to declare crime in Newark a public health issue. Number 3, we want jobs and we want jobs now. Number 4, we need them to enforce the Amstel legislation, teach African American studies and Latino studies in these schools immediately. Number 5, we tell it all gang bangers, street organizations to put their guns down immediately.
The unemployment rate in New Jersey's largest city rose to a 15-year high of 14.3% in June, and it is hard to avoid the obvious connection with hopelessness and street violence. This participant in the mass action shared his opinion.
Our people here in Newark needs to work, and that eliminates some of the violence that's going on. So we got a severe crisis. Somebody was killed just last night on Berkeley Street. That's a disgrace. And one of the factors is not having enough jobs. I don't want my people to walk in the neighborhoods in fear. This is what we need a mayor to come into the middle of the street and sit down with us. And we got to deal with the problems that we have. And not only Booker's, it's the governor's problem.
Anthony Hall lost his only son, Anthony Jr., to street violence in 2007. The experience left him committed to stop the madness.
My son was 24 years old, just came home from Iraq.
Never had a chance to have a life.
Never had a chance. They killed my 15-year-old cousin on Broad and Market for being gay. Sakia Gunn.
That's right.
They stabbed her in the heart for being gay. That's when I started doing this whole thing about stopping the violence. I'm out here for her, for my son. I'm out here for everybody's son and daughter. So nobody has to wear these shoes that I'm wearing. Our kids are supposed to bury us. We are not supposed to be burying our kids. We need to come together and stop the violence.
Donna Jackson is the president of Take Back Our Streets. She vows to keep the pressure on Mayor Booker to do the right thing.
He hasn't put the murders in Newark as a high priority. He continues to have press conferences and say the same thing. And he can't continue to do that.
And you'll go on until you get your demands.
We'll go on until we get our demands. We want accountability. We want the social service agencies to come together to help us heal our community. Because God knows we can't do it ourselves. If we could, we would. These jobs have to open up and give them to Newarkers, and then we can start looking at a different future.
And how many organizations are there in the coalition?
About 25 now.
What is the name of the coalition?
We haven't named it yet. I guess the Coalition of Many.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.